When the world and I were young, just yesterday, life was such a simple game a child could play. It was easy then to tell right from wrong.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. For those of you that don't know, that was the Monkees, and that's an underrated group from the 60s, and that particular song has a level of depth that I don't think most appreciate. This is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg, who is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he's been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well. So I can offer my personal endorsement without a question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
It's good to be here in Santa Barbara with you today, Bruce.
I actually have the pleasure of having him being in studio. So we thought at first that the subject today might not be as clear to tie into financial matters, but then when you and I had coffee, we did realize that the least happy child does have a relationship to finances when we sometimes focus on our least well-performing asset.
Well, this is very true. There's a lot of ways that you can slice and dice that pie, but certainly in all the years that I've been doing this, I can tell you now we have to segregate the individuals that we work with from the institutions, because the institutions can isolate away their emotions because typically it's not their money that they're overseeing. So we'll just talk about the individuals today.
That's actually all I care about,
right?
Since I don't think I have institutions that are my listeners. So let's talk about moms and dads that might have financial issues and in some cases might even want to reach out to you.
Well, the individuals and the families that are out there have a tendency to approach their investments with an emotional tilt to it from time to time. And frequently, like you said, what can end up happening is people can look at their investments and everything that they have and ultimately focus down on the things that are not working. That might be helpful if you're actually doing analytics, but if you have a well-diversified approach, then in theory, something should always not be working because it's supposed to be complementing all the other things that are.
That's such an important thing, and you've taught me this over the years. The whole concept of a balanced portfolio means if you've done it right, you are going to have an underperforming asset group.
In days that there are underperforming asset groups.
Yeah, I mean, except in an outrageous bull market when everything's going up. But that's not likely in the near future, I don't think. But that's my own unsolicited financial feelings.
Not for any long periods of time. In fact, actually in the fourth quarter last year, just the one we just went through, everything went up. Commodities went up. Bonds went up. I'm sorry, in the third quarter last year. Check that. Bonds went up, commodities went up, and stocks went up across the board. But that's something that's not sustainable over long periods of time. Typically, things change leadership.
You were also telling me when we were talking earlier about a long-standing client you have who will remain nameless except for the fact that his first name is starts with a B and has the same number of letters as mine. But other than that, you said that the only call you ever get from him, or the call you get from him all the time, is one of panic over the one underperforming stock he might have in an otherwise very well-performing and large portfolio.
It's not just the one lagging money manager or mutual fund that he might have, but in fact, literally, I got a message from him just a few weeks ago. Now, mind you, his portfolio, as most of our clients, has done incredibly well in the last year and a half.
As has mine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The amazing thing was that as the market went down just a few percentage points because of what was going on in Egypt, the message he left me was one of, what's going on with these horrible down markets? How am I doing? And it was, we were in the first weeks of February of the year, and I looked, and his portfolios were up in the mid 3% for the year. That's a good quarter. And this was a horrible down market that he was feeling. And so it's not even just the individual investments that people will focus on and say, okay, well, this is my most unhappy investment. But sometimes it can be a great year and your most unhappy week or your most unhappy month or a great decade.
Okay, there's a key thing you said, though. I mean, the irony is that this topic, which was written specifically and only about parenting, does in fact have a heck of a relatability to money. And the thing you just said was feeling, that you're feeling this. Now, feelings apply and belong in the world of being a parent. They don't always belong, if ever belong, in managing your money properly, which is why, not that this is a commercial for Jim Sheinberg, why you need an objective advisor.
It certainly helps. The more that, and again, because we have a huge institutional client base, I can tell you the differences we see directly on the ground.
Explain what that means, because when you say institutional, I don't know. I mean, does that mean that they're committed in an insane asylum?
One or two of them, yes. We consult about 85% of the assets that my firm runs are corporate pension plans, retirement plans, 401ks, defined benefit plans, and some charities. So those are institutional clients. And so having a real, whether it's an institutional advisor, just an institutionally minded advisor as an individual, as a family, actually helps people take a longer, more emotionally divested, if you will, approach to their investments and their plans. And so whereas if you call up your average broker and you say, oh, my God, Egypt's on fire, you're going to get one type of response. If you work with an institution or an institutional manager, they may be coaching you in a different way. So I always say that whether you're a family or an individual or an institution, you really want to try and shelve your emotions from the decision-making process. And that will help you take out that whole concept of the unhappy performer, whether it be time or whether it be a piece of your broader portfolio.
It's very interesting. I know that you've certainly dealt with my emotions on the swings of the market over a decade that we've been working together. I think it's been very, very helpful, very interesting. I think it's important for parents to or listeners, whether you're a parent or not, to actually apply this concept to every aspect of your life. Do not let one little problem or one apparently big problem dominate the rest of your life portfolio. And I think that's really what you're saying. You have a newsletter, which I think you should tell us about so that the listeners might get a hold of it should they want to get it, which is completely free. So please let our listeners know how they can get that newsletter, Jim.
By all means, if you want to receive our newsletter, which talks about what's going on in the economy and the markets, both what's happened and what we think is going to happen, send us an email to info@npeer.com. That's info@N as in the direction north, PIER.com.
Used to be quarterly, and it's going to be more often?
We definitely have the full-blown quarterly, and we are going to be introducing periodic updates as appropriate. So I won't say it's going to be—
You're not promising me a monthly yet, huh?
Well, let's put it this way. When something important is going on, you don't want to wait two and a
half
months.
That's the point, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Got it. That's very smart.
So we'll be reaching out more regularly, and we're about to actually put a little update out because we've had this issue in the Middle East going on, and people are asking a lot of questions, and instead of handling 15 or 20 phone calls a week, I think we're going to write about it, and we're going to put that
wise.
Out there. So if you're interested in that, by all means, send us
again. That's info@npeer.com. What you are missing in having Jim in the studio is he is nonstop with his hands. Let me remind you, Jim, this is radio. They can't see those gestures of emphasis, but I can tell you he is passionate about what he does. Thank you, Jim, for being on my show. It is time for a break. Come back for some closing remarks. This is Bruce Salen of The Bruce Salen Show, a Dad's Point of View.